All right, Wilbur Hahn, Star Racing, Yamalu, Star Racing. 20 minutes plus one for that second motos. How do you feel about that decision?
I think it was a good decision. I think they should have made it before that last break, and we probably could have got it in. And I mean, the track would still been muddy. It wouldn't really matter, but not as muddy, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I was kind of up in the tower, and I don't think the cell hit when they thought. Like, it was
And I guess it's one of those things, damn if you do, damn if you don't. Yep. Like, you know, you can't have lightning, and I understand that, so... But for what it was, I mean, I think that was a good decision for the bikes, and it was wet. So, for sure, everyone's stuck on water and doing all that deal. So, right.
Justin Cooper, let's talk about him. First of all, fifth overall, second in the moto. Stoked, huh?
Yeah, I think that's exceeded the expectations for sure because, like, I mean, for me, myself, I don't know what everyone else on the team had for expectations, but I'd have been happy with, like, just a 10, you know, top 10 would have been solid and something to build on. And coming in as a rookie, like, you can tell – I don't think he shows that he's nervous, but, you know, you still have to be a little bit. Mm-hmm. I think he handled himself really well all day.
How is he? Is he weird or is he cool?
No, he's a cool kid. He's just really quiet. Like, he's not going to say much. Like, you ask him right now, he's not going to really talk much. He's just probably going to give you one-word answers. But, no, he's a cool kid. Like I said a long time ago, I think I told some people, like, that he's just different at his age and really mature. I think that his how he was brought up and stuff, it's just it's different, you know.
So a lot different than a young Will Hahn.
Oh, yeah, no, I was a dick, yeah.
Right. Hey, Plessinger, I thought he'd do pretty well, GNCC mud rider. And he might have went on to catch the leader, except fell. Is he bummed?
Yeah, I think he's pretty bummed on himself. Yeah. Like, I think, obviously, that's his kind of stuff that he lives for this. Like, he's been praying for a mud race all year long and going, come on, please rain. And I think his moment finally came and just maybe a little bit overexcited and easy to do out here.
Mm-hmm. Another podium for Ferrandis.
Yeah, awesome. Solid job again this week. In the first moto, I think he was a little bit bummed out and a little uncomfortable, but that second moto was really strong.
Just because the guys kind of gapped him a little bit?
I think so, and I think it's hard for him to come to a new track every weekend and try and learn it. You know, we don't have that same type of format that they have. It's, where they have 25 minutes maybe to learn the track.
Oh, more than that.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's like not much time. But I think that he's starting to adapt, and we're learning him more and more too, which is helping, and he's learning us, which, you know, starting to, you know, it's making the process easier.
Mitchell Harrison's day, not so good?
I thought he did pretty solid. You know, like, I think the first moto was good. He was bummed he lost a couple positions his last couple laps, and he normally doesn't do that. So I think he was a little bummed on that. And that second moto in the mud, he was actually up there really good and then just fell over, like, easy to do again. Yeah. You know, just one of those things where I think kind of pushing, trying to make up some time and fell.
Anything else?
You know, Cole had a pretty good day, too. Quietly. Like, wasn't great, but, like, for him, like, he wants more than that, and he's a little bit pissed off, I guess. But at the end of the day, like, he's like, I'm building, and that second moto was better, finally. So,
well, it's like you're really affecting this guy. This team's really turning around with you.
I don't think it has anything to do with me.
Yeah. And so the big news in the management thing is The Rock is leaving Geico, and you were there as the amateur guy. You could have been Rock's replacement.
It'll always be shoulda, coulda, woulda, right?
I don't know, but is it, you stay awake at night thinking about that?
No, I slept great last night.
Okay. All right, thanks, Will.
Thanks.